Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys. Call them now at 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal here with Francis Schott. We own Stage Left Restaurant in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and we're here to bring you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. Listen to us every day from 11 to noon, or reach us through restaurantguysradio.com. Morning, Francis.
Good morning, Mark.
Pretty special show today.
Very special show today, everyone. We have as a guest coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking with Charlie Trotter. And Charlie Trotter, for those of you who don't know, if you've been living under a rock somewhere, is perhaps the most influential chef in America. His restaurant, Charlie Trotter's in Chicago, has been called the best restaurant in the world for wine and food by Wine Spectator magazine. He's been called the best restaurant in America by several magazines. He has 5 stars from the Mobile Travel Guide, 5 diamonds from AAA. He's a member of Relais and Chateau, and he's an author of over a dozen books, some of which have been very important to us, and he is the father of a generation of American cooks.
Can't really get much bigger
chefs than
that, can you?
No, you can't get bigger than Trotter. That's pretty cool. So he's going to come and talk to us a little bit later, and one of the interesting things about Chef Trotter is going to be opening a restaurant in New York.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Well, and something that is a little unusual about in an era of chefs that, you know, sort of grow as superstar chefs and have multiple television shows and open restaurants all across America and restaurants on 2 continents and in multiple countries. Charlie Trotter's been doing this for 17 years, and he's been rated among the best restaurants in the country from the very beginning.
Right from the start.
And he has a lot of celebrity, but he's gone very, very slowly in expanding. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons Trotter's remains.
Well, he's done a lot of books and a lot of cookbooks and even a television show. But as far as his restaurants expanding, you know, it's been one little piece at a time. And I really respect that.
Absolutely. And so his new restaurant that is going to be opening in the Time Warner Center in New York coming this spring or summer, I think it'll be opening in the summer, is a pretty exciting thing for us here in the East Coast to be able to try some of that food without flying 1,500 miles to do so. You know, actually, many of you may remember there was a chef named David Drake who ran the Stage House Inn in Scotch mm-hmm. Plains for a long time. That's changed ownership, and I think they're still doing well. But David, I think when he was cooking, was probably the best chef cooking in New Jersey. No offense to any of my many chef friends, but David was, and I know many of them agree, he's an amazingly talented chef, and he was the chef owner. And one year, he took his entire kitchen staff to Trotter's for dinner. Flew them out to Chicago.
Just a great... For Chef Trotter, I mean, I think that would be such a compliment that somebody who is in their own respect a very, very good chef, but say, you know what, you want to see who's really doing it right? Let's go to Chicago. I'll fly you all out there. We'll spend the weekend and we'll go to Trotter's and see what the best restaurant in America is doing.
You know, we're the restaurant guys, but we haven't been to Trotter's restaurant.
Have not.
That's a big hole. We need to fly to Chicago this
weekend. I haven't been to Chicago since about 85, so it's not fair.
Well,
he wasn't open yet.
But though we haven't been to Mr. Trotter's restaurant, we've taken a lot of influence from him. One of his proteges, a woman named Roxanne Klein, we were big fans of her restaurant. Whenever we'd go buying wine in California, mm-hmm. we would stop into her restaurant, and she was a protege of his. Hopefully we'll talk with Chef Trotter about her and his involvement in raw food.
His book Raw, I think, kind of was a whole new revolution for food, for just a whole new generation of people that people didn't even consider this as being a line of cuisine.
And we're going to talk about raw food with Chef Trotter in a moment or two, but he's influenced us through his books. And his books, mm-hmm. some of his books are cookbooks, but some of his books are just, they're used as guides for business people in general.
A management tool.
For anyone involved in any sort of project, whether it's business or not. And one of the books, which meant a lot to us, was mm-hmm. Lessons in Excellence. What was funny is many of the things that we found in that book, we found that we operate on a similar philosophy, and many of the things that we found in that book that we hadn't previously operated under, mm-hmm. we then adopted as our own philosophy. But I was struck by a quote in the book where he said, and this is a quote from Lessons in Excellence by Charlie Trotter. He says, "I very rarely brought in anyone from the outside. I've always brought people up, trained them exactly the way I want to train them, and as a result, they help me to execute the vision that they've learned."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know if that was for him the way he decided he always wanted to do things, but Mark and I, we've run Stage Left, which... thank heaven, has received, you know, acclaim as one of the best restaurants in Jersey. We've been there for 13 years, and that's how we do things.
Right.
Almost everyone who works for us has come up from a busing position, and I don't think that was intentional.
Including
when we
started. Our
maitre d'. Yeah, right, who's been with us for 11 mm-hmm. years or so.
Well, one of the things that I realized very early on, it really didn't take very much time, is that experience sometimes can be bad. If you work with somebody who's gotten bad habits from somebody else, you need to reteach that person. Much more difficult than teaching someone is to unteach them and then teach them again. And also, you know, a lot of restaurants, certainly in this area, people just don't have the right attitude. They don't have the right attitude about restaurants, that it's the person sitting in the seat needs to perceive nothing but magic happening at their tables. And the answer to all questions should always be yes or of course.
Well, I think also that, and again, we didn't start with this as a policy. We just found ourselves. We always said, you know, our favorite relationships are long-term relationships, you mm-hmm. know, and so we have for the restaurants in this area, we have very low turnover. We have a number of people who've been with us 4 and 5 years, and mm-hmm. they're the most valuable people because these are people, yeah, they're waiters in the restaurant, they're captains or sommeliers or the maitre de fromage mm-hmm. in the restaurant, but they're also people that we, at the end of the night, we sit down and we say, you know, What about what happened tonight? Or what do you think about taking the restaurant in this new direction?
Mm-hmm.
And they're people whose opinions are really important because you're all following the same dream, you know?
And actually, I was rereading through Lessons in Excellence last night. One of the things that I remembered that really was similar in the two organizations. Most of our employees work for us either fewer than 30 days or more than 4 years.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is it's a very hard job. And most people aren't cut out for it. Most people aren't cut out to be the best, to be the absolute top of the top.
But it's not only
it's too hard.
But it's also that it's not only too hard. It's that you have to really be into it. Look,
mm-hmm.
I think the people who work for us make good money, but it's not enough. We're mm-hmm. much too hard to work for.
Right.
We're much too mean to work for. if it's just about the money, they have to love great food and love great wine. And you know, people who work for us, they get 50% off when they come to work with us. And mm-hmm. Nicholas Harari owns Restaurant Nicholas in Middletown, and he's a restaurateur whom we respect. And we have a mutual arrangement with him where his employees dine at our restaurant for half off on slow nights, and our mm-hmm. employees can go to his restaurant. And we talk about it, and it needs to be people who are into food and wine and people who read and people who...
People who get it.
And people who need to be great about it.
One of the things I say to all our employees, or actually all our applicants... when I'm trying to scare them off, and truly, when I'm interviewing somebody, once they've gotten to that second interview with me, I am trying to scare them off. I'm trying to make sure they understand all the bad things that are going to happen to them. And I tell them they have to have three qualities. They have to be reasonably intelligent, they have to be extremely hardworking, and they have to have a desire to be the best. Because if you don't have the desire to be the best, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. The difference between good and very good is relatively small as compared to the difference between very good and excellent.
And you're also trying to scare them away, because if they come and work for you for a week and then they run from the room,
mm-hmm.
burst into tears and run from the room, then you've wasted their time and yours. Speaking of being the best, though, we're going to speak with Charlie Trotter, who has been called by many the best chef in America, when we come back. And Charlie will be talking with us about his new restaurant he's going to be opening in New York, as well as his myriad interests and the many people as he's influenced over the years. So do stay tuned to the Restaurant Guys. Central Jersey, 1450. Time is 11:15.
Central Jersey Talk Radio. Central Jersey, 1450. WCTC with the Restaurant Guys.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Mark Pascal and Francis Schott. We are the Restaurant Guys. Today our special guest is Chef Charlie Trotter from Trotter's in Chicago, author and man extraordinaire. One of the things that Chef Trotter is, and it's really hard to explain this, a great restaurant owner has to be a lot of things, and a great chef owner has to be even more things. I mean, he's an owner businessman, he's a chef artistic director, he's a marketeer, and he's a maitre d' service director. Very, very rarely in the world do you see somebody who is extraordinary at all those things. And I want to introduce our guest, Chef Charlie Trotter, who is indeed extraordinary at all those things. Welcome to the show, Chef Trotter.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you today.
It's nice to have you. We were talking just before you came on about your book, Lessons in Excellence, which Mark and I run a small restaurant here in Jersey. Well, it's not so small anymore. We run a medium-sized restaurant here in Jersey for the last 13 years. But when I read your book, Lessons in Excellence, it was literally in one sitting. I started it in the afternoon, and I just went plowed straight on through. What prompted? I mean, what prompted you to write these books on more than just cooking? I mean, you have books on a number of different issues.
Well, over the years, historically, we have used a lot of outside analogies to what we do in order to help educate the staff. And so when we've conducted staff meetings and instructional seminars, it's not just relating specific ideas regarding life in a restaurant or service technique or culinary ideology. It's bringing a lot of outside influences in, and it's relating the restaurant business to other types of properly run businesses. And so we felt that there were enough things that were in place here that we could set them out as examples and have people take a look and draw from that and have perhaps people apply some of these ideas to their own businesses, regardless if they were restaurants or not.
Do you find that a lot of businesses have taken that? I mean, do you speak to people who are because, again, I found that in Lessons in Excellence, just that very thing, that there was for a restaurant, they were extremely useful, but for any business or venture that was a nonprofit venture even, the lessons of how to get people involved were kind of universal in application.
Interestingly enough, and this is kind of what prompted me to even set about putting that book together, for about the past, I guess, 8 or 9 years, I've been doing increasingly more and more public speaking, and not just to culinary groups or people interested in hearing about gastronomy or life in a restaurant, but to Fortune 500 companies and business school students. And so I really thought it would be an interesting thing, again, to take some of these ideas and put them forth in a book. But I think a lot of businesses out there are looking for ways to really think differently and to, you know, you hear that cliched term, but to think outside the box. Mm-hmm. And they're looking beyond just the motivational speakers like the typical folks you find on the business lecture circuit. They're looking to in some cases, chefs and restaurateurs. So it's been exciting for me to sort of dabble in that realm as well.
So everybody talks about how loyal your employees are to you. How do you engender that loyal spirit in the people who work for you?
Well, we've got a philosophy here, which is you get what you give. Mm-hmm. And if you want a lot, you got to give a lot. And if you want people to be loyal and to have sort of a humble work ethic, you have to exhibit those same traits. And you know, people need to be treated with the utmost of respect. And they need to feel like they're part of something that is beyond just running a business day to day. They need to feel that they're part of something that is evolving and improving and refining itself perpetually.
One of the things that you write about in your books that I just love is that you need to lead rather than manage. You need to, you know, take people along and take them along for you, on your ride with you, and make them share your vision. You also wrote, you know, a restaurant should be your own vision. What is your vision for your restaurant? And certainly you can talk about your new restaurant at the same time.
Well, the vision we've had here, we're just about to celebrate 18 years, has been to try to deliver an experience where the food part of it, the service part of it, the wine beverage part of it, and the ambiance all add up to something greater than the sum of the parts. So with myself as the chef operator, but with me obsessing about food almost to the point where it's perverse, I still don't even think that food is the most important part of the dining experience. And service is, and we've always emphasized that. This has always been a restaurant where we placed a huge premium on service, and so much so that we have members of the kitchen team work in the dining room, and we have guest chefs two or three every day. We have for 18 years. And so our culinary team is quite used to having visitors, and they understand just how crucial that the service part of the whole experience is.
Now, Charlie, you have for a long time been considered by many to be the best chef in America. And for 18 years, you know, we've seen the rise of chefs who came along, you know, 10 years after you were open, who have restaurants on different coasts, on different continents, and a cooking show, and you've really resisted the urge to do that. You've sort of stayed with Charlie Trotter's. I know you have the restaurant in Mexico as well, and just now you're looking at opening a restaurant in New York. Why did you decide to resist that temptation? Obviously, people would have built restaurants for you all over the world to put your name on it. Why did you resist so long?
Well, like a lot of my colleagues, a number of intriguing offers have come my way over the years, and for the most part, though, I'll be honest with you, a lot of people out there talk a big game. They think that they know what excellence is. They think that they know what quality is. But primarily they're interested in just making a dollar and mm-hmm. using, you know, your reputation to leverage that, and that's never been our motivation. I think we spent a good deal of time, a 10-year period, where I think our primary form of expression was not opening restaurants but writing cookbooks, mm-hmm. and that's been a very gratifying thing because it's allowed us to sort of put the philosophies down, and you know, we've touched upon a lot of different subjects with the books, and as offers have come our way, the Mexico opportunity is fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's a company, One and Only Resorts, and there are, I think, 7 of them in the portfolio right now, 2 in Mauritius and one in the Maldives, 1 in Dubai. There's one of the properties in Mauritius has an Alain Ducasse restaurant. They have the Ocean Club in the Bahamas, which has a John George Von Gerichten restaurant. And these are folks that really believe in quality food service, food and beverage service. And when they approached us to do this project in Mexico, we knew we could work with them. They had a vision for excellence. They were renovating this entire resort from top to bottom and giving us free rein with the signature restaurant and the room service and things like that. So
how is it
when it comes to New York, you know, who wouldn't want to try to operate in the greatest food city in the world? It's always been exciting for me to be there. I have many clients that fly in from New York. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of culinary friends, the great chefs, you know them all, are in New York. And when my colleagues began to become part of the Time Warner restaurant collection, and they approached me, I said, you know, that would be great. I would love to do something with my esteemed friends and colleagues.
That's a great
Thomas
space
Keller,
with
to Masa to Gray
yeah,
to
with some
George,
other.
So.
It's great space with some other great people in that building. That's for sure.
Well, we're going to talk more with Chef Trotter about excellence and about how to make excellence work, because the thing is, occasionally you'll find a restaurant that's really excellent for the 6 months that it's excellent until it goes out of business because they don't run the business side of it as well as they, you know, are able to pursue their vision. But to do that sustainably is what Charlie Trotter does perhaps better than anybody. We'll be talking with him more about that in just a moment. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey 1450, time is 11:25.